The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. I am so happy to be back here in the studio after being sick for pretty much a whole month. So it's been a while since I've done a show. Glad to be here. Today is exciting because I have our very first guest DJ set from MC Kyla. I've got MC Kyla in the studio with me today, and we will be talking to her soon about her history as an MC, some upcoming MC gigs, and learning how to DJ. And first of all, though, I am going to play you a track from T-Boys for Palestine, a fundraiser EP that you can find on Bandcamp at tboysforpalestine.bandcamp.com. You should look it up. They're selling that and raising money. So first of all, this is their track. It is called Forever. Back in a minute. T-Boys for Palestine with Forever. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. Loud and Queer is an LGBTQIA+ music radio show for the community with a focus on music from Aotearoa as much as we can. And where impossible, we like to feature people from or living in Whakatū. And I am really happy today that I have MC Kyla in the studio with
Kia ora.
Me.
How Kia ora. Are you?
I am going so much better. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
And I would love to talk to you about your history as an MC. First of all, can you explain to people what an MC is in your context?
For me, an MC is somebody who complements, generally speaking, dance music. That's where I do my thing. So it's usually in a club, maybe in a festival. So drum and bass, house, electro, breaks. And yeah, for me, it's kind of a host. It's not necessarily in the historical way of the term, which is like dance hall MC. That's not what I do, obviously. I'm just more of the kind of energy vibe, kind of get up and go, kind of MC, like a jump up MC. But yeah, it's pretty much freestyling. I don't write anything down. There might be some rhymes in the back of my brain that come forward every now and then that I might have remembered from a good time here and there. But now as I've gotten older, I've started doing a lot more singing, but it's all freestyle. So whenever I do a set with a DJ, and it could be anybody and it could be house or drum and bass, it's all just kind of on the spot. You know, whatever kind of is shaking my boots and at that time, yeah.
When did you start doing this?
I would say it was probably the early 2000s. I was in a hip-hop band in Wellington called GND, just the letters. And, yeah, essentially didn't have any money and wanted to go to drum and bass parties. And I was like, how can I get myself in?
Needs must.
And I was like, well, I can't afford turntables. What's the next best thing? MCing, I guess. I could give it a go. And that's pretty
and
much
And you got a pair
happened.
Of pipes on you?
Got a pair of pipes on me. Don't know where from, but yeah. And then I just started doing loads of practice. And there was a crowd down there in Wellington called Bass Frontiers, which is a drum and bass collective, the classic, the D-Dog and Rough Step and DJ Sean. And anyway, yeah, D-Dog, he gave me a shot, and I think my first international was Goldie.
Amazing. what a way to start.
It was pretty much of a baptism by fire, but my original thoughts was I was just going to introduce Goldie, and then I went to leave and he was like, oh, you ain't going anywhere. So
no way.
To kind of stick around. And then
you MC'd over Goldie DJing?
Yes, and then luckily,
what an honour
for me, he did a four hour set, if I remember. And yeah, by the end I was exhausted, but that was the first big gig I ever did. And it just kind of went from there. And yeah, you would know, like, the early 2000s with drum and bass were like
massive,
epic. New Zealand was like an epicenter of that kind of style, and so it was just up and down the country. And
I was there in my big pants having a good
dance. Oh, you were. You were somewhere in the back with a wallet chain. All of it. Yeah, it was loads of fun. And just, yeah, Dunedin, Christchurch, all of the shout-outs to Bath Street, like all the clubs up and down and the drum and bass crews all around. And
I never got to see you because we've just had this thing up until now of never being in the same city at the same time.
Totally.
And we've really just met in the past few months.
We have, yes.
And what has brought us together, friendship-wise, was the lovely community space called WAR.
Yeah, indeed.
Kyla has been running a Tuesday night thing there for a little while, which has just wrapped up, called Mix Out Loud.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about Mix Out Loud.
Well, originally the thought was back in May, so not that long ago.
No.
It was my birthday and I decided to treat myself and I bought myself a little mixer and decided to learn how to DJ because I've just watched them and, you know, learned by watching them DJ and thought, you know, why not give it a go? Why not go to a space like Wire Club that has a big system and I could just plug it all in and kind of cross my fingers and then, oh, what if other people wanted to do that? And it was pretty fun. Yeah, it was pretty fun. And learning to try to mix, I definitely don't detract from all of the hot DJs out there. But yeah, it's been a real fun kind of learning curve for me and made me think a lot more about how we interact with MCs and DJs and so on and so forth. But it's been great.
And you've been sharing your skills with people who've been coming in as well, which has been so cool.
My skills being like, ugh.
Yeah, but like...
like, I hope this works, but yeah.
We're all kind of in... You know, we're all kind of in that zone. I'm relearning how to DJ at the moment after changing systems and things like that. And I found it really buoying to my spirits to have you in the same space.
Yeah, it's been really fun and meeting like some really cool people that I've not met. And I've been in Nelson for sort of 3-4 years, but this has been the first time I've really kind of decided to sort of get involved in community stuff. But then equally do shows because I took a long break. I was overseas for like 10 years, so
And you've got some shows coming up.
Indeed, yes. So this Saturday night, Minwee at Theatre Royale, we're doing a, I'm supporting that and hosting that and probably introducing those guys. I'm the iconic threesome that we know as Minwee. And then, yes, on the 11th of October, it is myself hosting along with Serpico, who's also Funkin' Slowcuts, and yes. Kennedy, and Amez, who plays keys. And I believe it's you can get early bird tickets for $15. But if you give Deep and Under Records a follow on Facebook and then just message them loud and queer, there's some double passes.
Yeah, message me on Instagram.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
We'll see if we can hook you up yeah, with yeah. some.
Let's hook the people
double
up.
Passes.
Because there was some crew at Dog's Bone. Shout out to Dog's Bone. We did a gig there a couple of weeks ago and there was an awesome crowd there, so I'd love to see those cats back on the D floor. And then
Queer
Wire Club.
Come out.
Queer people come out, represent. And then yes, the 25th of October is Daybreaks, which is it's what the label says. It's a day party at Wire Club. So from 3 PM till 6 PM, I'll be mixing.
I'm so sad that I'm not going to be there. I cannot wait for the one after because you're doing this again.
We'd love to do it regularly. I'd love to do that. And it's basically free for Wire Club members, but koha for anyone that can make their way there. And it's a really cool space, all ages. And just be free to be free, you know?
Wireclub.nz if you
right.
want to look at becoming a member and joining us.
Yeah, Daybreaks. So that's myself and a couple of other what we like to call armchair DJs. Actually, I think Kushti's more of a actual DJ, but the rest of us are kind
of... I got to hear a bit of a preview of Hannah, a.k.a. Kushti's DJing the other night.
So
and
great.
She is awesome.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's flash.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Yeah, it'll be a fun day.
Great. And you have recorded a guest mix for us today.
I have. I've recorded a guest mix. Why am I laughing? Yes, because I was like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. But it went okay. I think it's gone okay.
Yeah?
I'm going to throw it out there. And it's a bunch of different queer artists and tunes that I listen to. Janelle Monáe's in there. KDA's in there, Subtract's in there, kind of a mix of genres. I'm more listening to a lot of house at the moment, so it's not like popular tunes or anything, but it's like just a ramshackle
crowd.
Great,
shall we give it a listen?
Do it.
All right, here is MC Kylie's set for Loud and Queer.
Keep stuck right there till the number comes. Leave it smooth, operator looking like a bum. My girl's got a city to run, got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun.
And he thinks I'm the negative one.
Flags flapping in Manhattan, New Dock, New York. Gargoyles gargling oil, peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flags flapping in Manhattan, New Dock, New York. Gargoyles gargling oil, peak of the empire, top of the rock.
My girl's got a little shtick, keep you cool up in the kitchen while you feed the cake. Keep you waiting in the winter while the tank just ticks. Got a limousine, got a full-time job just to keep it clean. Got a speaker in the truck, you know where it's done.
You think I'm the negative one?
Flags flapping in Manhattan, New York, New York. Gargoyles gargling on, peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flags flapping in Manhattan, New York, New York. Gargoyles gargling on, peak of the empire, top of the rock.
New York, New York.
Black Israelites, white women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home runs. Late nights of black Israelites, white women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home runs.
I got a baseball bat, never hit home runs. My girl got a minimum, leave it stuck right there till the number comes. Leave it smooth, operator looking like a bum. My girl got the city to run, got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun. New York.
New York.
could be a lit queen like James Baldwin or Lil Nas X.
Ooh, are you a platinum queen? If you queen, then show it. Just open clap. Hands in the hands, just open clap. Why? Cause it's a queen thing. Why? Cause it's a queen thing. Hands in the hands, just open clap. Hands in the hands, just open clap. Why? Cause it's a queen thing. Let's get into it. Go on.
Aviance.
Go on.
LaMasia.
Go on.
Ninja.
Soldier.
Ebony.
Go on.
Balenciaga.
Go on.
Extravaganza.
Go on.
Basquiat.
That's just the way you make me feel. I know you.
Yes, you do.
How? Where do we meet? Barney, Stack, downtown shopping.
Barney.
At all, I don't go uptown, darling. I don't go up at 23rd. Bye-bye.
Fresh FM. nobody, in nobody.
You are listening to Fresh FM. This is Loud and Queer. You have just heard, for the last half hour, an amazing guest mix from my guest today, MC Kyla. We were literally dancing in the studio. It was so good. Thank you so much for making that for us.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was fun to do. And yeah, just sitting there mixing away and putting some tunes together. And I hope everyone enjoyed it. And yeah, I was dancing around the studio.
We really were.
Good tunes.
I especially enjoyed that last track.
That is a great tune. That is by Salida. And it is, I didn't play the entire version, but it is over 10 minutes of just be yourself.
Like, I feel like I would really take that message on if I heard that for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be on the D floor just getting down with that message for sure.
So just a quick recap. When are your shows coming up?
So this weekend on Saturday night at the Theatre Royal with Minwe, that's like a support gig, but then...
That is sold out, so it's lucky out. You if you're going.
Yeah, and good luck if you'd like to go, but yeah, we'd love to, I'm sure Minwe would love to do another show in Nelson, so it's been great to see all the support for those guys. And then yeah, the Saturday the 11th at East Street, that is like a East Street takeover, so it's basically myself, Superco/Funk and Slow Cuts, who's also one third of Minwe, and Gene Kennedy, and he's going to be playing Shipwrecked in Electric Avenue next year. So this is like a great chance see that guy before he probably explodes and you'll never get to see him for less than $50 again. So yeah, we're just doing a takeover of the whole night. So it's just us. No real other support DJs. We're just going to crank it.
And someone can win a double pass to that?
They can win a double pass. So if you just hit the Loud and Queer Instagram
and send Jo a message. Pass on
she
names.
Will pass
and
on the names. And
Kylie
then,
will draw one.
Yep, we'll reach out to you guys. And yeah, we've got a few double passes to give away. We'd love to see the queer people on the D floor.
Yes.
Getting down with some house music, tech,
absolutely,
funky, jacking divas, including myself. Another diva on the mic. And then, yeah, the 25th of October is Wire Club Daybreaks.
That is going to be so cool.
Very fun.
Wireclub.nz if you want to find out more.
Check
about
it out.
That. Speaking of divas, Jamaica Moana has released a new EP. It was at the beginning of August, but, you know, you haven't really heard from me for a while, so fair enough. This is a track called My Denny. This is Jamaica Moana. Enjoy.
Mama's dad.
Anytime I get stressed, you say push on through it. I can't handle it, then you say, Jamie, what you doing? Go get your shit and pack it up, then come to Hokanui. Until your cup is overflowing, darling, how you feeling? I'm so good, Denny, every time with you at peace. Spending time at granddad's, laughing time at the beach. 6 years, they've been waiting for me. I look up and tie a ribbon round the old oak tree. Remember Wolseley, back to Papa Kuda back on Beach Road. Now I'm sitting and living dreams on the East Coast. I hold you, cause you're always holding me close. You're the leader of our team and my hero. Then I got you, you'll never be alone. Gonna get my Grammy and then I'll bring it home. When I come across the world, you just let me know. Anywhere that you are is where I wanna go. Incredible, devoted to making us credible. You loved us through the situations that may seem lamentable. We overcome the low and come to something one directional. Your visionary valor moved us forward, flabbergasted, we still vent to you. You're eclectic, executive, magnetic and exceptional. Year in and year out, you've been there, it's year round. If our ideas are obscure or obscene, you'll oversee with no doubts. We're unapologetic, unable to accept that we're all grown up.
Mama's boss.
You missed nothing, made it happen. Turn the fucking minimal to memorable. Unprovoked or underwhelmed, you lift us up, it's unbelievable. With my mother's love, I manifest mountains with no fear. What I'm going through. Kitty kitty out the fan away a penny hit the white what the fuck a hee call tongue a penny hit the core a guitar for
my
dear.
We got right blood.
Pretty cute to put a voicemail from your mum into a song, I reckon.
Yeah,
that
cute.
Is My Denny by Jamaica Moana featuring Sane Moana, and we were enjoying that one in here.
Yeah, it's lovely.
You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. I have a wonderful guest in the form of MC Kyla in the studio with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, what a pleasure.
If you were listening earlier and missed any track IDs, I'll post them on the website. We
awesome.
Played a gorgeous half-hour mix. Thank you for doing that.
Throw it together.
Yeah.
Bash, bash.
That's cool. I can't wait to see you DJ some
Yeah,
more.
I know. That'll be good. It'll be fun.
Daybreaks 2.
Daybreaks. Oh, there's Daybreaks is a series.
Yes.
It's a situation.
Yeah.
Going to get it going.
Might have to get myself into that.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So to be featuring DJ Loud and Queer.
DJ Loud and Queer. Of course.
Yeah. So I always like to grill my guests.
Mm.
The one question I ask them is, when I say the phrase queer anthem to you, what song comes to mind?
Well, loads come to mind, like big diva stuff, but one song that was very special to me is Lady Hawk. It came out when I was started my travels, so this would be back in 2008, and it spoke to me because it seemed to be very much about a relationship that was caused to be apart by the distance of travelling between the southern and the northern hemisphere, which I got very used to for about 10 years, always being apart from somebody. So I really love this song. And yeah, Lady Hawk, who used to be in Tulane Blacktop and all these cool other bands like Teenage and stuff. And this is a great song. It's called Magic. And yeah,
NZ, I love it. Queer icon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have a listen. was Lady Hawk with Magic. That is the queer anthem pick of MC Kyla, who I have had in the studio with me today. And thank you so much for listening to Loud and Queer today. It's great to be back. I've missed doing this. And I would also encourage you to get in touch. You can go to loudandqueer.nz. That is the website, and I've got a link to my Instagram on there. Send me a message and you might be up for winning a double pass to MC Kyla's gig. And just send me any recommendations. Send me your songs if you're in a band or you're a musician. We love to hear from you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.